you're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
Hey, Chris, what are you drinking there?
Oh, you never seen one of these before?
No, what is that?
Oh, man, this is a brewery in Austin, Circle Brewing. They're right near my house, right up on Breaker Road. They got their own brewery with a bunch of stuff. This is actually, you're gonna think I'm lying. This is, I think, the best American Hefeweizen I've ever had, Circle Brewer.
Get out.
It's made in America. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's high praise coming from you.
Well, take a sip of this thing. Try that.
All right, let me see.
No. That wasn't the Hefeweizen. That was the IPA.
Yeah, no, that was the fantastic.
The Ladybird. Yeah, that's good, too. Man, they make a lot of good beers. And like I said, you can come visit them at their tap room right down the street here from me on Breaker Lane. It's delicious stuff, and they actually became the sponsor for the website, oneofus.net.
Wow, good guys, and they live right down the street from here?
They certainly do, and you can even get their beer in convenience stores now.
Ah, convenience store. I'm going to just walk over to Circle.
Man, when will people learn to stop messing with the Arctic, man? There's just nothing good comes out of there.
So true.
Okay, so question. Did they ever explain why he was up there in the first place? Like, it's implied by a few context clues. Yeah, he's just some... Like, what? I'm like, is he a tourist? Is he a scientist? Is he just some dude?
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't...
We never find out.
Well, who are we talking about here? We're talking about Mads Mikkelsen in this movie, Arctic. So this already came out in a very limited release last week, and I think it's expanding this week and next week. I'm curious how it will perform, because, I mean, we've been getting quite a few of these survival, man against nature films, because, you know, did anyone think immediately all is lost the instant that they saw this film?
No, but yes.
Did you see All is Lost?
No.
That's why. There we go. Okay. No, but, I'll summarize this one, basically. So, this is Mads Mikkelsen, and one thing I did actually like from the get-go, we never actually see how he gets in the Arctic. Like, there's no crash sequence, there's no setup where he's like, oh, I love you, family, I'm going on this trip, don't worry about me. We just immediately start, he's in the Arctic, he's stranded, he's desperate, and, yeah, one day he comes across another helicopter that he tries to fly down for rescue, but it also crashes in the Arctic winds, and there's one person who survives in there that Mads Mikkelsen, like, gets a motivation to want to keep living for. He's like, oh, well, if someone else is alive, that means I can find other people who might be able to rescue us, both of us now.
Right. And it gives him a reason to move beyond just existing.
Yeah. It helps that they have a sled in their helicopter, too. So, I mean, you have to wonder, like, if he didn't find that, and he's just like, oh, well, I guess another woman here, and I don't know, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I know it's going to get, it already got released and it's getting a wider one. I heard, actually, I did some research, that they're going to retitle it, actually. It's going to be The Arctic / Mother Nature Hates You.
Really?
No.
Okay. I'm so gullible. I'm like, what? That's terrible. Lara's gullible of the day. See, you have light Lara today. You don't have dark Lara.
Yeah.
Yay.
I know, right? Yeah, Lara Dark. Lara Light is here, and I enjoyed this movie, despite, you know, its flaws. Mm. But I like Mads Mikkelsen, so...
Yeah, I mean, he really carries this movie.
Well, he's the only guy. He's the one. I mean, I don't even think she opens her eyes. Maybe.
I think she, like, has, like, a smidge where she opens them for, like, a second, and then she closes them again. Because, so it's almost predominantly a one-person show. Like, even with the other actresses in the film, whose name is... Maria Thelma Smardortir. And I'm just like, oh yeah, she has the easiest acting job ever. She just sits in a sled and acts like she's dying for the good chunk of this movie.
Yeah, all bundled up and warm. Well, they're in the cold, so never mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. I can only imagine, like, when you do shoot these kind of movies and they actually have to shoot in real locations, just, it must not be a cakewalk, you know, even with, like, protective measures and stuff. It's still freaking cold out.
It's gotta be really terrible. Well, I mean, this was in Iceland, I guess.
It was. In the credits, it said film in Iceland. So.
Okay.
Which, I always thought that Iceland was more green than Greenland. So, I'm like, oh, I guess Iceland does have some Arctic places.
Yo, yeah, no, it's like fire and ice. That's the deal. And it's got... Depends on where you go, but there's a lot of ice and snow there. and there are, yeah, some nice prairies, and or not prairies, but green places.
Prairies. It's like the old prairies, west out in, yes, Iceland. Yeah, and we're going to explore this here Iceland.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
but
I love Mads Mikkelsen. He did a great job. I mean, he probably was so excited to do this film.
Well, I mean, they're Scandinavian. Yeah. They can tell the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because that's the thing that's really interesting about this, is that just like All Is Lost and some of these other survival movies, this is really a one-man show for Mads Mikkelsen. And, you know, he's really up to the task, I feel like, in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You know, it's... he really does. And that's the thing about Mads Mikkelsen, is he has this ability just to... He doesn't have to say a lot, but his expressions and the way he emotes, you automatically feel for him. Like,
yeah, his basic face is to look like he's on the verge of, like, super depression or like, existential angst.
Or like, he's already hit that, but he's just trying to move on and carry on with his life, even though he knows things have kind of broken him down. Like...
Yeah.
And I mean, to be fair, when he's starting off this film, he's already pretty down in the dumps. I mean, what? He's pretty much staying inside this plane. He's like surviving like a fish a day. And he's already had two toes missing from frostbite, which when I saw that, I'm like, oh gosh. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times with frostbite.
Ugh. Yeah. Now, that's the thing. It's kind of funny, too, because when you say that there's flaws, I think the inherent flaw in this movie is just that we've seen this movie before, you know? Like, this movie doesn't really do much to reinvent the wheel when it comes to survival films, but it does everything just fine, I think, you know, in terms of what we know.
I mean, it does well, too, with, like, it's kind of... I want to talk, like, the visual storytelling. It does a lot. Like, it shows, like, you're right, it shows us frostbite. It shows, like, little details, like he sets up rocks for basically... They're grave sites. We see that, and like, oh,
yeah,
okay,
grave markers.
You know, that's because he does it a couple times, and you're like, oh, okay, that's what they're supposed to mean. So he doesn't have to say, like, oh, I guess I have to bury these people. You don't know. He just does it. He, like, you know, and the thing is, it feels so real. Like, I'm surprised it wasn't shaky cam. Like, it didn't go with that trend.
But then we wouldn't get these beautiful shots of this movie.
That's
true.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
Yeah, I think I mean, I enjoyed it, even though, you know, survival movies are survival movies, and most of the time they make it somehow. But I actually enjoyed the journey because it was so beautifully shot. I loved how it was shot. It was so pretty. Mm-hmm. And
And
I thought the suspense moments were so good.
Oh, yeah. No.
You know.
Everything, it just feels so visceral and real. Like, it mm-hmm. feels like we're really following. Like, everything he does is like... He knows way more than, like, the audience knows.
I would never be able to survive in the Arctic. Let's be clear. I would die, like, instantly because I can't handle the cold, A. B, I don't know shit about being in the Arctic. I live in Texas. It's hot here. And so I just think of anybody in the Arctic and the knowledge that you must have to just make it through the day in a survival store like this. I don't even, you know, hats off to anyone who lives there. I don't even know how they do it.
Yeah, well, it's funny because you think people who don't know how to survive in the Arctic. The person I'm most surprised understands the Arctic is the director and writer himself, because his name's Joe Pena, or Pena, and he's from Brazil. So it's where in the world would he have an eye to capture Arctic vistas from starting his career in Brazil, of all places?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But no, this guy, apparently, this is his feature length, or his feature debut, because before he only directed shorts on YouTube before this
film.
Oh, wow. This is great. I loved it. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would watch. It would be great in theater too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know, I feel like that's the thing. I watched this at home because my fiance and I were watching this, and unfortunately, we had a bit of a stuttery connection at her place. So she, So there's a few, especially near the end when they start to get to the bigger parts of the film. You're just like, don't pause on us now. We're watching. We want to know how this happens.
Stop it. But, keep going.
But I do feel like this would be a much better experience to watch in a theater with a better sound system, you know, not
same
just on
here.
A computer screen.
No. Yeah, I think that would really elevate it.
Oh, no, definitely.
And it
yeah.
was...
Yeah, I mean, just the intense moments are, like, I think with the added effects of, like, a surround sound, I think it'll be a lot, like, it'll add a lot to the, I don't want to spoil anything, but let's just say a lot of stuff goes wrong.
He has some bad days.
Yeah, it's a survival movie. Yeah.
Very bad days.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's funny because, like, I kind of saw the big moments coming where it's like, yeah, this is the part when this happens in these films. But it's still executed well enough where I'm like, okay, I don't mind that I already knew
what's going to happen.
Yeah, same here.
FYI, I just want to make a quick note. For anyone, don't watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Do not watch the trailer.
I agree.
Yeah,
I'm glad I avoided it because I'm like, you know, again, even though I know the things that are coming, I bet it would have been worse if I'd seen the trailer, which is like, oh, I guess this is part when this happens.
No, like, the trailer really does, like, there's, every setup is shown in the trailer. Like, for something's about to happen.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. I hate it when that happens.
And it's just like, so I knew exactly when, oh, this is going to happen, this. So I was able to brace myself, but then again, if I hadn't known, I think I would have actually jumped and like, oh, shit.
I know it was. Yeah, I don't know. I liked it. I would like to see it in the theater, actually.
Yeah. No, I don't know if this differs. I don't know. There's a lot to say that's different than what we've already said. I mean, it's just it's good filmmaking. Mads Mikkelsen's great in this. Maria was great laying there in that sled the entire time, not doing anything. You know,
she had to do some like face work.
You know, what's funny too. I realized this movie's PG-13, which. I mean, I guess it just proves they don't need, like, gory, you know, stuff or a lot of profanity to make a good survival film.
No, that
although,
is so true.
There was one part that made me laugh where they apparently tried to skirt past the F-word limit by having Mads Mikkelsen say the F-word both in English and in Danish. So it's like... So I'm like, oh, I see. They tried to subvert the two F-word limit by having him swear in a foreign language throughout this movie.
You know, I didn't even notice that.
I didn't
that.
Either. That was funny.
Oh, yeah. No, I noticed one of the subtitles, like, wait, he just said the F-word in English once, and then he said the F-word in Danish right after that. So I'm like, ah, I see what you did, movie.
I remember that scene. I never thought about it in those terms, though. Yeah, that makes sense. I did say, oh, wow, now he's, you know, speaking in Danish, but, oh, okay.
Yeah, which was interesting, the fact that you forget that Matt, like, he's been in so many films where he just plays this kind of weird, like, flat American-ish European voice, and then when you hear him speak his native tongue, you're like, oh yeah, he is European, you know.
Yeah, and you know, he wouldn't, even if they had, if he had spoken in Danish the whole time, it's not like very much of the dialogue would have changed, like maybe five words.
Yeah, not really.
Or a couple phrases. I mean, this, so you know, this could be in any language, which is great. Anyone could watch this movie and know.
Yeah, I think there's like maybe like 20 lines of dialogue in this whole film, and
yeah,
it's
not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as much as All Is Lost, where there's literally, like, five lines, if that, in the entirety of that movie. But it's still effective enough where it's like, okay, the few scenes where he talks to himself aren't, like, unbelievable the way they do it. You know, it's like, okay, it's like someone motivating themselves to try and push themselves.
Yeah, you know, this movie can be, like, summed up as, like, it's a really, really good, like, safety video. Survival video.
You know, I've actually seen some articles where people analyze this film. They're like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff here that's exactly how you would survive in this situation, or more or
that's
less.
That's good.
Well, at least they cut out the part where, you know, well, he is Hannibal, so.
You know, I was thinking that the whole time. There's like one point when he's looking at the woman, and I just wanted him to look down at her liver. He's like, are you going to finish that?
Yeah. I had to throw that in there.
Counting the time, I want a healthy corpse so I can freeze it. No, I don't know. Oh, I'm slipping into dark, Laura.
That's all right. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there. I mean, it was just...
It was hard not to think about that in those sequences. It's like, yeah, survival movie plus Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, there's some ripe opportunities for those moments. But thankfully, it never teases that too hardcore in this film. Because it would just be too easy to do that.
The thing is, you know, just going back to like his character, he is like the definition of like when people think of masculine or like he's like the perfect guy. He's like
everyone. This is exactly how you want like your heroes to be in survival films. You know, he's just an everyday guy who's pushed beyond his limits to try and survive. And, you know, he doesn't buckle under the challenge. He doesn't like, well, there's only a few months where he doubts himself, but he just perseveres. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I can, you know, I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of
thing. He's kind of like the Martian in the Arctic.
Yeah, not as funny, but yeah. That part when his fingers are starting to fall off, hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, it just the thing is, like, the whole time, like, we were talking about his survival techniques, I was just so curious, like, what does he do? Like, how does he know all that? Because, actually, and I'm a little bit of a nerd, so I did some research. So, I actually did do real research. I'm not joking around this time.
What, you're a nerd on this website? Who would have thought?
I'm not trying to trick y'all this time.
I would never have guessed. So,
but basically his shirt, the jacket, they pronounce it as Owago, but it looks like Overgard to us. Like, it's red as that. And I looked it up, and I think it's like a farm town or like some type of farming, like a giant farm in Denmark. So I'm like, okay. It's like, that doesn't help at all. It's like, why would a farming guy?
I figured he must have had some kind of knowledge of survival, because he's flying in the Arctic. So you'd have to know something about being out there. You wouldn't just fly out there if you didn't know anything. Like, I would not be flying a plane or a passenger in a plane necessarily, unless you're a researcher. But then if you're going to be a researcher, you're still going to have some kind of knowledge about where you're going, one would presume.
Because that's the funny thing is that, you know, throughout this entire movie, we only know a little bit about the other woman character because of stuff later in the film. But we don't learn, like, anything about Mads Mikkelsen's character. We don't know about his background. We don't know what his job is. We don't know, like, literally anything about this guy.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, and honestly, we don't really know the location. I know it's called Arctic, but it doesn't...
I'm assuming it's in the Arctic.
Yeah, but, you know, the... Yeah.
I know. Who knows? But then again, if he is Danish and, you know, he speaks Danish at one point, you know, it gets cold there and they have snow, so it's not like he's from the tropics.
Yeah, so...
we're making a lot of presumptions on the character by just... those few pieces of information that he gives us, so it is, you know.
Although, because where is the other woman from? They made it sound like they were saying she's like Russian or something like that. Or
I don't know. And that's the thing. We don't. And we looked. They showed like the language, and like we don't. He didn't know. We don't know.
Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't know if she was Inuit or supposed to be Inuit or
see
or
that.
What.
Yeah, and, you know what makes me laugh is like it really the universal language really is English. It's like,
right.
Okay.
Like, damn it, you don't know English. Now we're really screwed.
That's the thing. Where he has to ask her is, do you speak English? Not if you speak Danish or you speak any other language. It's like,
you don't the international language of flight is English.
Oh, okay.
I mean, all pilots have to speak English. Oh, okay. So, but she wasn't the pilot of the helicopter.
No, because, spoiler alert, that guy does not last very long in this movie.
No.
Which, you know, it's funny because also this movie makes good use of its budget because, like, other than that helicopter crash sequence that happens very early on in the movie, we don't see, like, it's a very well-contained story, you know? Like, they mostly spent the money on getting locations, it feels like, more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I approve the use of their environment and how they show things for their budget. So good. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Like, people are thinking about it.
Well then, unless there's any other major points, does anyone want to start their final thought?
Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead. I'll do it.
By the way, actually, before I say that, apparently the actress is Icelandic, so I guess maybe she was speaking Icelandic when she was trying to talk to him, so.
Maybe.
Yeah, so, cool. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
I thought they would. Oh, okay, well. Mads Mikkelsen is awesome. He's great. that's all I gotta say.
That's the sum of the movie.
He's great. I felt true pathos from him. I think the actress she did pretty well too. I think she, you know, just a little bit that they did. I like movies that don't have to use a lot of dialogue to convey, you know, the story and whatnot. I wish we had more background, just a little bit more, so we can kind of like get a, you know, there's only so much you can do with just like the present situation. You kind of want to know maybe just a little bit more about them, that you can kind of feel like feel more of a gut punch when you kind of go through the situations that they do. Like I said, beautiful shots. You know, I think it's interesting that this movie, you know, kind of hit me so well, even though I live in the Midwest, so we're having a polar vortex. So it's like,
I'm in Illinois. I know the feeling.
As I enjoyed the movie, I agree with Laura. I think there are some flaws, though. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 reasons why we should take global warming seriously.
Very nice.
I don't know, man. Everything here is freaking frozen as heck. So I'm like, where's the?
One of the effects of global warming is that. Extreme climate change, which could be cold.
So then it's not global. You know what? No, we're not going to get into this.
I don't have the same knowledge as Mads Mikkelsen. If it gets frozen over here, I'm screwed.
Oh yeah, no. My brother and my sister-in-law were in Chicago during that like intense weather they had there, where it was like -20.
Oh God.
Yeah, no. It is no fun. It is really no fun being out there. And I applaud Michael Nicholson even just for pretending to be out in the Arctic for those scenes. Mm-hmm. You know, just,
no kidding.
Yeah, Laura.
So I enjoy this movie, and again, Mads Mikkelsen's awesome. We know that, and this one just secures that knowledge. I really enjoyed it. I would like to see it again in a theater with a nice surround sound system. I loved how it was shot. It was beautiful. I liked the sparseness of the storytelling that just gave us visuals. I would have liked to know a little bit more about who he was and who the characters were. I really wish I had known more about him in particular, just because, you know, this movie was all him all the time. I liked discovering the little details about his journey and how he was making himself live and get by. And I didn't get annoyed by his watch going off. In fact, I started to look forward to it, like his character must have also, oh, it's dinging, it's another day, you know. But I enjoyed the whole thing. And I liked that he even had a moral quandary in the middle of it. And that was...
Well, and a believable one, that too. It's not something that's too right. Ludicrous, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, no, totally made sense. And you could side with him no matter which way he decided, you know, went with it. So I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, I'm gonna say this one's total thumbs up from me. And, yeah, everyone should go see this movie because it's so fun. And if you haven't gotten enough of the cold being up in the Midwest, like, you know... Keep it going with this. I'm sure that's going to... I wonder if that affects viewing for movies like this. I don't know.
No,
tell me. You're living in the cold, you guys.
Well, thankfully I'm in a heated room right now. But if this place had been a little colder, I'm sure it would have had more of an effect on me. But I really did like this movie quite a bit. I was surprised. I mean, especially because anything will seem better after we watched that Tiger Mountain movie with London and I. There's 100% less Bill Paxton penis in this movie than there was in that film.
Oh,
and people act like people in this movie instead of whatever the hell they were in that one.
No, but this movie was really, really solid. It is hindered by the fact that it is very predictable, where, like, literally you can, even if you didn't see the trailer, you can kind of guess certain beats that will happen before they happen. You're like, oh, they've been hinting at this thing occurring throughout the film, and then when it finally shows up, you're like, yep, I totally knew that was going to happen.
Well, I will admit, the very end, I couldn't.
I felt like, oh, dude, it's over.
I think the very end, though, I couldn't, I didn't, I think that was like, it was, it could go either way.
And see, that's the thing where, you know, I'm not going to say what the ending is, because if I make the comparison, for people who know the comparison to another survival movie that I just talked about in this review, you know what type of ending we're going to probably get into here. But that was my problem. I'm like, oh, well, this is kind of a safe way to end this film. But aside from that, I think that this movie is great. I think it's a great acting field for Mads Mikkelsen, which I can't believe that dude's 53. You know, he just doesn't look it.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, he was born in 65, so he's up there.
Wow.
Yeah, no, he holds his own for being, you know, an older guy in this situation. Really good. Yeah. But just like, oh, come on, this young girl who's like...
53 is not that old.
Well, I'm just going to say. Well, I'm just saying, in terms of what he had to do in this movie, he's still in really good shape for himself.
Oh, yeah.
It's old enough...
He had the get-it-done attitude. Yeah, sorry, Lennon.
No, it's old enough to, like, not want to walk through the snow and drag someone along with you.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I know.
I know, right? But no, but I enjoyed this. I think I will give it. You know, I think I'm gonna be in London side too. I'm gonna give this 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 caverns out of nowhere.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, stay indoors, people. Stay warm.
Yeah. Avoid the polar vortex.
That's right.
Also, okay, so I'm curious now, just one last thing. Something that made me and my fiance laugh while watching this movie, did it feel like this place was like the Bermuda Triangle? Because I keep coming across other people's wreckages throughout this film, and I'm just like, how many other survival stories have happened in this area?
Well, I wondered if that one was his, perhaps something that he had seen before, because it looked like his handwriting, but maybe not.
I don't know.
But I wonder if stuff must just, you know, crash and wreck all the time, and then what do you do with it? It's not like you're going to go get rid of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, sure.
London, do some research. Report back. No, I wonder. I wonder if the Arctic's just, like, riddled with, you know, bits of metal heaps.
No, I mean...
You know what's causing global warming in the Arctic? Research teams.
No, it's like...
No more science. Down with science and readers.
I think what happened is, too, is, like, you know, the rescue team came for him, and then they needed a rescue. So it's like, maybe that keeps happening. They keep sending out rescue teams. They get caught.
There's a never-ending cycle of rescue teams crashing, rescuing the other rescue teams.
Oh, man. That's right. That's your next series.
Like I said, the Arctic, semicolon. Mother Nature hates you.
Or, that's a can-do attitude.